A return to the past as Mexico tries to move forward. A three-candidate race has come to an end with a seeming victory by Enrique Peña Nieto, the candidate of the PRI, the Institutional Revolutionary Party. The PRI ruled Mexico for more than 70 years until it was ousted 12 years ago. Here is Peña Nieto declaring victory last night.
Asumo con emoción, con gran compromiso.
I take on with emotion and great commitment and full responsibility the mandate that Mexicans have conferred on me today. Today, it's been the citizens who have spoken, and they've done it with absolute clarity by voting for a change of course. Many thanks to all Mexicans.
Returning the PRI to power was the most popular option in the polls throughout the campaign. Peña Nieto spoke of normalcy and delivering on the economy in the race against Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the leftist candidate. Also in the running was Josefina Vázquez Mota, who hoped to become the country's first female president. She finished third. Joining us this morning is Will Grant, Mexico and Central America correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Will, Enrique Peña Nieto, the presumptive president-elect, said last night there would be no return to the past. And yet, was this a vote for the good old days by beleaguered Mexicans looking for some hope?
Well, I'd first off, offer a word of caution on calling him the president-elect at this stage. I'm certainly not doing that, and I think a lot of Mexicans are holding back from doing that too. The reason I say that is because there are only partial results at this stage from the electoral authorities, and while it may well turn out that he is in fact the next president of Mexico, I think that word of caution is probably worth bearing in mind. Certainly, Andrés Manuel López Obrador is not that he's the second place candidate, the left winger, the former mayor of Mexico City. He's not accepting defeat yet. So I think there's a little more to play out on this story before anybody can be fully termed to be the next president. But you're right, and Enrique Peña Nieto has been declared the leading candidate. There's 7% between him and the closest challenger. And it seems that, yes, Mexicans have sort of plumped for the party of the past. And I think that speaks volumes, really, about the state of the drug war, perhaps, the state of the economy in a certain sense. And it's a clear commentary on the 12 years of the PAN government, the ruling party at the moment.
Under no circumstances, whatever the final result, will this be considered a real national mandate for whomever wins? What do you make of the challenges going forward for any ruling party here?
Well, they're hugely complex, aren't they? Let's just think about the drug war to begin with. 50,000 people at least killed over the last 6 years in drug-related violence. So the first priority has to be bringing that down. And Mr. Peña Nieto, if he does go on to become the president, as certainly looks likely, has said that what he wants to do is focus on three types of violent crime, the way he wants to bring down those rather than focusing on sort of attacking the heads of the cartel, the individual cartel leaders. Beyond that, the economy is doing well in sort of macroeconomic terms, low inflation and decent growth, particularly compared to the US and parts of Europe. But it's not doing so well in a traditionally very, very complicated area, which is inequality. Of course, this is the place with some of the richest people in the world. The richest man in the world, Carlos Slim, is a Mexican, of course. But it also has tens of millions of very, very poor people indeed, some in extreme poverty, and many have fallen below the poverty line while Mexico's macroeconomic growth is going up. So that's something that Mr. Peña Nieto, for example, was trying to drive at during his campaign. He focused very heavily on the family budget, the family income, suggesting that under him that would go up, although he didn't make any concrete proposals about, for example, raising the minimum wage.
Talking with Will Grant, Mexico and Central America correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Many have remarked that the vote tally at this point, and again, a preliminary, seems to confirm a sense of division that has existed for quite a while inside Mexico. Did the individual candidates, stand out in any particular way? Is there a way to say that the qualities of any of the individual candidates contributed to their success or failure?
Well, I think Mr. Peña Nieto is interesting in as much as he sort of captures this interesting mixture of glitz and politics, I think. He's got a soap star wife who's brings a sort of certain glamour to the whole proceedings. And he himself is very young, just 45, very telegenic and very good on camera. But I think the problem that he will continue to have is he's not taken very seriously by the sort of academic and the intellectual elite in the country. He's seen as very light, very fluffy, and lacking substance. In terms of somebody like the closest challenger, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, you may remember that 6 years ago he was in an even closer race than this, just 0.56 of a percentage point separating him from the incumbent leader, President Felipe Calderón, and that sparked huge protests in Mexico City, which brought gridlock to the city for several months. So I think he's been seen as kind of an intransigent character, and that's kind of caused difficulties for many people who are affected by those protests. So there are divisions, there are differences between the characters, between the individuals, between their platforms, obviously, because they are very different ideologies. But I think because of the overall sense that nobody had anything new on the drugs war, nobody seemed to have anything new on the economy, nobody seemed to have anything new on healthcare or education or anything like this, I think you're right to sort of say there is a sense that everybody was lumped together and there was nothing really to stand out in any of the three main candidates.
Finally, did El Norte, did the United States figure into the election as an issue one way or another?
Well, the United States always has a certain influence and a kind of presence in Mexican politics. I wouldn't think that it was the driving force this time round. It wasn't questions of, say, well, will this person be better to relate to the United States or Washington? I think there's a feeling that because there's such a long and important and porous shared border when it comes to the drugs, when it comes to the fact that the demand for the drugs is coming from the United States, while the guns are also coming south from the United States into Mexico, there are lots of very complex issues that will require close cooperation with whoever wins. But I think whatever's been said domestically here in Mexico, I think there's a sense that behind the scenes, the embassy here and the State Department in Washington have a feeling that they can work with pretty much any of the characters as long as they are prepared to continue the roughly the same approach, the military approach against the drug cartels, and not move far from that.
All right, to Will Grant, Mexico and Central America correspondent for our partner, the BBC, on the preliminary results of the Mexican presidential elections. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.